Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Hey, what did you do today, Drew?
I worked and... Mm-hmm. Worked. How about you?
I saw
your wife.
Oh, you went over to ABC?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I told her to kick your ass a little bit, that she should have a honeymoon, for God's sakes. She begged me to order some Vicodin and Ambien, and strangely, several people around her office asked the same thing.
Vicodin?
Norco or something, whatever you're usually looking for.
I don't like Vicodin.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't get me off. Doesn't flip my cookie.
I got a couple things to say. First of all, it's about 58 degrees outside tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 48 degrees in here.
It is cool in here tonight.
Yeah, finally. One night it's cold outside, it's freezing in here. Right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what this place is like. This place is like your water system or the air conditioning in your car, which is... The air conditioning in your car works the best when it's snowing outside.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. Here we are.
That's how it works.
Same thing with Westwood One.
When it's really super hot outside, you want to take a cool shower. The water comes out hot. When it's freezing outside, the water comes out cold. That's the way life works. Well,
that's good. All right. Now I got that straight. And then two, just wanted to discuss your attitude last night and how you were so taken, smitten. With young Miss Leanne last night, and how a newly married man like yourself should be embarrassed for carrying on like that.
She's an attractive woman.
And
I'm not going to deny that, but Drew, you were fawning over her.
Adam, see, that's the part that's really shameful.
Anybody,
your feelings had to be hidden with attacks towards me.
Anybody who listens to this show knows that Drew acted like he was inspired last night by her beauty.
Anyone who watches knows, too.
Ooh. Yeah, Drew sitting up. Drew barely took a leak. Normally takes a leak about the middle of every break, but not this time.
But
no,
you know,
no.
I think it was that he was sitting there trying to find something wrong with her. Because I know Drew, he's sitting there picking away, looking at her, waiting for her to screw up somewhere.
Yeah, that may have been him, but he did not do much peeing last night. And by the way, speaking of urinating, listen, fellas, you got to flush the urinal.
Except people, they have those water-free ones now. You seen this?
Yeah, but if and you don't, thanks, Drew, you've got to flush the urinal. Guys look at that like it's an option.
That's why they came up with the water-free thing, because guys don't do that.
I know, and here's my thing. When guys take a leak in a toilet, they flush it 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they take a leak in a urinal, they flush it 15% of the time.
That slick porcelain is getting right down the drain. You can see it go down the drain.
It's not an option.
Come on.
Hit that handle. Hit that handle.
Plus, we're spoiled. We're used to those old sensors that do it for us now.
Well, no. But, tell you, over here at Westwood 2.
You sure it flushes?
Huge pube sitting right on top of that thing, like a 4-inch pube. Looks like it came off a Chinaman's beard.
Sure it wasn't something off your head?
Jared? How dare you? Jared, you're 16. What's up?
What's up? I was wondering why there's, like, dikes or whatever. Chinaman's
beard. Hey, Jared, turn your radio down.
Okay.
Do we really need to hear Jared anyway?
No.
Does Jared watch, like, dykes and stuff? Was that his question? All right. Jared?
Yes.
What's your question?
My question is, why do dykes get pissed off when you call them dykes, but they call themselves a dyke, and then they tell you you can, but they get mad when you do?
Well, what about Maniga? You know what I'm saying?
My nigga?
Yeah, the bros are allowed to call each other that. Then why he can't? That's how it works. You're allowed to call you whatever you are, but outsiders aren't allowed to use that kind of language.
That seems to be the rule of thumb.
Yeah.
No matter what, especially when it applies to minority.
Yeah. The Jews don't call each other, hey, hook nose or heeb or kike. They don't do that to each other.
I'm a Jew.
Do they?
No.
They're like the one group, and I don't think the Asians do that either.
No.
They're both, they're people that, they have an economy of words, both of them. Well, the Asians do. The Jews do, unless they're complaining about food, and then it opens the floodgates. But those don't. But the blacks and the gays and lesbians, they call, yeah, they call each other by what they are. It's beautiful.
Faggot better run.
Drew, please. Christian?
Yeah?
You're 13. What's up?
Yeah, I can't smell. I've never been able to smell, like, my whole life, and I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Any history of injuries, or?
No, when I was born, I was a twin, and my mom had to have a C-section because my twin died, but she thinks that's it, but I don't know how that would get me to not smell.
It doesn't make much sense right off the top. You want any medication?
No, I'm not.
And Kristen is a, Adam, help me.
Oh, Kristen the girl?
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. And you, now what's food taste like? I guess you have nothing to compare it to.
It tastes normal to me.
Does it taste good? You able to taste things? Well,
people keep telling me that I should taste weird.
You should taste weird?
Yeah.
You should have trouble tasting because a lot of taste is from smell. A big part of taste is smell. But listen, in males, there's something called Kallmann syndrome where you can be... Do you menstruate normally?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Because there is a thing in males where they have low testosterone production and lack of smell. I don't know of anything like that in women, per se. And
you sound young, like you've not hit puberty yet.
Yeah. Well, your short stature?
Yeah, I'm like 4'9".
I don't know. I think it would be something to be sort of worth talking to your pediatrician about, just to see if there's anything developmentally going on. But there's nothing specific that jumps out at me as a cause of that.
I'll tell you, we could drive cross-country. You'd be in great shape.
Well, you don't smell.
No, but I would be blowing some gas.
Yeah, but your gas, most of it doesn't even smell. It's just nights.
Smells of lilacs. True. I've had some nights in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. When you hit, watch out.
Yeah, you would have given up your sense of smell for, let's say, five years.
Oh,
five,
God.
10 years.
Oh, I was traumatized.
Get through the next hour.
Oh, of course.
Say, Kristen.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to a ear, nose, and throat guy.
She doesn't sound like a sinus problem, though. It's been since she was born. But it's an idea.
Maybe that's part of your brain, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking neurological.
Yeah, I think all the smell's in your nose, but that just sucks it in, right? Where's the smell go down?
In the olfactory bulb. It's the thing that sits on the very bottom of your brain. These two long nerves go out of the nose.
Yeah, so the nose is just sort of the hatch that you bring the... Mm-hmm. elements into, and then your brain does some processing.
Yeah, well, there's a little cell sitting up on the top here that change in response to things that come in from the environment. The cells just alter their electrical configuration.
Yeah.
You like that?
No, I'm picturing all this talk, but the whole time I'm picturing farting.
Huh.
So it's funny. It's funny that you're getting technical. I'm just thinking about ass. Margaret?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's your question?
I just recently got my clitoris pierced.
Good times.
And I heard that sea salt works best to make it heal faster.
No.
And I was wondering.
No.
No.
But didn't they give you some aftercare instructions?
No.
Where did you have this done?
I had it done at a place here in my town.
All right. You need to call them and ask what the specific cleaning instructions are. They usually give you some special cleaning solutions.
Male or female?
The piercer.
It was a male.
Oh, jeez.
That just seems so bizarre to me that a strange male who's not a gynecologist, not a doctor, just could let him climb on up in there and
throw a spear through.
Do his thing.
I've been using Betadine.
Margaret, did you hear any of that? Are you listening?
Yes.
You know, he's shining a lamp with a 100-watt bulb right up the coos and piercing away. Right? Never saw the guy before in your life?
No.
Didn't feel strange to you?
A little at first, but then it was just over.
All right. Seemed a little concrete.
Anything wrong with you emotionally?
No.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Not really. You were supposed to be on medication?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be?
Well, I'm not on anything right now.
Are you supposed to be on medication?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's concrete.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Thinking about going to junior college?
I'm getting ready to go to college next semester.
Which college?
Fresno State.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, why aren't you going now?
Because I'm working.
All right. You got accepted already?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, baby. Where are you working?
The betadine's a good idea, but again, call the institution that did the piercing, ask them what their recommendations are for ongoing cleaning. You can get, okay. You can get, you know, the flesh-eating bacteria. You can get that right there. It's a good time.
Yep, that's what happened to my penis.
That's what you tell your...
All right, baby. Hey, good times.
All right, thank you.
All right.
They talk to a robot.
It's weird. It's weird. You know what's always weird to me? I don't know if maybe this makes sense. It always feels a little strange to me when people with no personality do sort of bold and daring and even antisocial things.
That's schizoid. That's like, to me, that's what that is.
You're talking to the person, and it sounds like I picture wearing a beige jumpsuit with no makeup and her hair, just her bangs just in front of her face, staring blankly. It's like, you with the crazy clit piercing?
Hmm.
I'm talking to you, and it's like, yes. No.
Hi, robot.
I'm going to Fresno State. I'm working right now.
Hmm.
Doesn't it feel weird to you that you're getting your clit pierced by a stranger? I want iodine. You know, it's like, it doesn't make sense to me. The clit piercing does not. It seems like someone who has to have a ton of personality. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, here's something in the schizoid. Displays constricted affect. Aloof, cold, rarely reciprocates gestures or facial expressions.
Yeah, what's it say about the hood piercings?
indifferent to the praise and criticism of others.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Didn't we just go through that?
Margaret?
Yes?
You all right? Nobody,
yeah, I'm fine.
Nobody did anything weird to you growing up?
No.
Huh?
No.
Your dad's around?
He's a truck driver.
Uh-oh. But he loves you.
Odd or eccentric behavior or appearance.
He loves you?
He loves me a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Come here and give me a hug, yeah.
Odd speech.
You got a boyfriend?
My dad?
Do
you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
I know we were talking about your dad, but you have a boyfriend. Huh? He's good to you?
Yeah, I love him very much.
Do you have a lot of friends?
I love him very much.
Oh, God.
Hi, baby.
Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right,
take care.
All right.
Good times. Good times. Margaret.
Yes?
Good times.
Okay.
Good times. Hey, Margaret.
Yes.
Good times.
Okay.
Good times. Hey, Margaret.
What?
Good times. Yeah.
That was sort of a question, right?
I know. Let's try it. We got to try one more time. Margaret?
Yes.
Good times.
Good time.
Correct.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
She could write for the Man Show in a couple of years. Yeah. A
couple of years.
Yeah.
It was one of your writers, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Woo. That was like talking to Phyllis Diller, Joanne Worley. Andrew?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was reading you guys' book the other day about OCD,
mm-hmm.
and it said it was just talking about the signs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like if you touch doorknobs three times or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I do that when I lock a door, and then another thing I get is I'll just go back and observe things that I don't even care about, like I'll read something that I don't care about, like if I'm walking somewhere or something.
I do that. The one thing I do.
I gotta go back or something.
Do you have a specific fear of something happening if you don't?
No, it's like what will happen if I don't or something like that. It's weird.
Something might happen.
Well, that's sort of a fear of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not specific, but there will be repercussions to you not going back and reading that bumper sticker.
There's not really, but I'm.
I know there isn't.
I'm afraid it's going to paranoy me all day or something like that.
Yeah, it'll continue to plague you.
But that's sort of like saying,
I mean, if you're walking down the sidewalk and you glance and you see a bumper sticker on a car and you keep walking and you didn't quite make it out, you'll stop and go back and read it because you feel like you have to.
Or it's just something that I don't really care about. I mean, not a bumper sticker, but just...
Oh.
I don't know. Something like that. And I was just wondering...
No, I know it's not always a bumper sticker, yeah. But I just mean... You'll feel like you have to go back and look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And I was just wondering, like, if there's something weird that causes that, or...
What is that?
Well,
Drew?
You have obsessive-compulsive traits, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have a disorder, right? Are you doing okay otherwise?
Well, I get depressed a lot, but...
Hmm. So maybe it's just depression.
Yeah, I don't know if that really has anything to do with it, though.
Well, I'm sure it does, because people that got depressed can sometimes increase in their obsessive-compulsive features.
Yeah.
So unless you're really disabled by these intrusive thoughts or continued ritualistic activities, I...
What do you do? I got that, Drew.
I have a little bit of that myself. Do you have bad?
No. I don't believe bad things are going to happen. I just have to know what the stuff is.
Right.
And then I do stuff like I was driving through West L.A. today, through Boys Town.
Yeah.
And I obsessed over finding one of the sheriff's cars with the disguised gay flag.
Do you want to hear the criteria?
What was I talking about?
You're obsessing over finding a sheriff's with the flag, a sheriff's car with the flag. And I said, well, let's see if it's on these criteria, that kind of behavior. The obsession is recurrent, persistent ideas, impulses. Number two, the person attempts to ignore or suppress such thoughts. Number three, the person recognizes that the obsessions are the product of his or her own mind.
What is this? What is this that you're reading?
This DSM-3 R criteria.
No, I know the book, but what?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
All right, go ahead.
If another axis one or disorder is present, meaning depression, the obsession is not related to it. The ideas, thoughts, impulses are not about eating disorders or drugs, if that's your obsession. Compulsions, repetitive, purposeful, and intentional behaviors that are performed in response to an obsession. Number two, the behavior is designed to neutralize...
Stop reading so fast. Slow it down.
Well, these are boring things.
All right, well, then put the book away.
But it's that kind of stuff that he's talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody
has a little of this.
More importantly, I stumbled upon, oh my God, I stumbled upon Ray, a diagnosis for Ray in here. Functional encopresis.
Do people know who Ray is?
Ray is your buddy you talk about all the time on the show. He used to beat the crap out of you in your high school, right?
Once a month.
High school. All right. Repeated passages of feces into places not appropriate for that purpose.
What? Passage of feces into places not appropriate, like my ear when I was in high school?
Yeah, that would be not where it belongs, whether involuntary or intentional.
I think Ray would argue with you on that not where it belongs.
Must be at least 4 years of age. That's also a questionable, Ray. Not
all right.
Physical disorder. Okay.
Andrew?
Yeah?
You're 14.
No, you just dealt with Andrew.
Oh. Well, pick a new call. Drew's reading a stupid book. Alicia?
Yeah?
Alisa? What is it?
Alicia.
You're 16. What's up?
I want to know if I should tell my parents that I'm, like, sexually active. Because I don't know if I should.
Adam, I think she's...
Yeah. They'd send me to boarding school if they found out.
Really?
Right, so why would you...
But it's been going on for 2 years.
Yeah, why would you tell them that?
Because I'm kind of, like, lying to them.
Hmm. So you want to go to boarding school?
No! No.
Well, that's what will happen if you tell them, right?
Jesus Christ, sound like a horse.
So then you want to go to boarding school? Then you want to go to boarding school. That's what will happen when you tell them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on the radio.
Who are you having sex with?
Like my boyfriend and stuff?
Full moon, Adam. Full
boyfriend.
Moon. Full moon.
Right, is it?
Yeah, full moon.
And, you've been with the same guy for 2 years?
No, not at all.
How many guys have you been with over that time?
Adam,
how dare you ask that question? Suggest that you're with the same guy. Five guys in 2 years. Well, why don't we split the difference? Why don't you not tell your parents as the first adults you sort of bring this up with? Why don't you get a counselor or a doctor or someone who, first of all, you need to be seeing a doctor.
Well, I have a therapist. I don't have a gynecologist.
All right, well, that you need if you're going to be that sexually. Have you told your therapist about this?
No.
All right, well, that's where you need to start, okay?
I don't want to tell anyone.
All right, well, that person is the one you can be completely honest with, and that's the one you got to start with, all right?
Yeah, I know that there's a confidentiality rule for that.
Right, so she can't tell anybody.
Tell your shrink, would you? Why are you going to the shrink?
You're not going to be honest with her. I mean, the parents, you're going to be this horrible consequence. The shrink, you're going there to be honest.
It sounds, I mean, we got some pretty strong ideas as to why you're going to the shrink, but why would you say you're going to the shrink?
Because my parents sent me there because I'm, like, clinically depressed and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. You on any medication?
Yeah.
Were you adopted or something?
No!
No!
No! Stop.
Good times. I just hear really serious, like, abandonment stuff.
You're mean.
Don't you? Get picked that up?
Yeah. Okay, crazy. You gotta go to that shrink. Gotta help you out.
Where's your dad?
At work.
And was he around when you were growing up?
Of course.
No!
How about your mom?
No!
How about your mom?
She's also around.
Was she around when you were littler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she was. All right, why do I...
Yeah!
Stop.
All right.
Were you, did you involve in some sort of trauma or something when you were growing up? Something happened?
Not really. I'm perfectly happy. Well, sorry.
Yeah, I'm perfectly happy because I'm clinically depressed.
But, Drew, doesn't a certain percentage of kids just sort of... A certain percentage of organisms on the planet just come out a little, little sideways.
Yes, yes.
That's what Alicia sounds like to me.
Not to me.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right. I believe you're organically wacky.
Did you do a bunch of drugs at one time?
No.
No!
No!
LSD or ecstasy or anything?
No! No!
Stop.
Huh?
I don't need drugs. I'm perfectly high without drugs.
Oh, you've never done drugs?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right, baby. Go to the shrink. Let it all hang out.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have never gotten through to this show ever.
Well, here you are.
Here you are, baby.
Harry.
Make good use of it.
Yeah, I listen to your show every night.
Here's the good news.
Thank you, sweet pea.
Your no will be with us for a long time, I suspect. Yes?
No!
Yes, I think that's going to be with us for a while.
I don't know. Anderson says no. All right. Let's talk to... we got to take a break.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. Nicole's 21. She's rarely has her period. Oh, Drew, I don't want to talk about the yucky stuff. I'm talking about Stacy over here. She's got a Hindu fiance. Stacy?
Yeah.
He doesn't want a Catholic wedding, or his mom doesn't?
My mom wants a Catholic wedding, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to figure out how to tell her that.
You're going with a Hindu guy.
Practice the Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what are you going with?
I'm going with not naming right now what I practice.
Not declaring.
Not declaring.
Undeclared.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. We'll fix you up. We'll figure out
a major for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
After this. Hey, yo, Loveline. Adam, that's Drew over there. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 50,000 watt flamethrower coming at you every night, kiddies. You got questions? Oh, we got answers. Yeah, the good doc over there. Hey, Drew.
Yeah, bro.
This close to dropping trout. This close to dropping trout. Right here in the studio. Right here in the studio.
Oh, man, that would be too funny.
Yeah. 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 Drop trout. Shitting my dingling. Yeah. My snake trouser in there. Mm.
All right, come on back.
Yeah, one eye. Yeah.
Just remember, I'm not sure dropping trout is a lot different than lighting farts, but be that as it may.
Dropping trout.
So, Stacy.
Yes.
So, here we go. Go ahead.
Okay, my mom wants a Hindu wedding.
That's right.
Your mom is Hindu?
Sorry.
No.
No.
Catholic.
Yes, my mom wants a Catholic wedding. She thinks
it's
the Catholic faith.
Uh-huh.
I left the Catholic faith when I was 17.
You left it?
I personally.
You mean you left forced, the Catholic you faith. For,
I went along with things to keep peace in the family.
But it's not like you were forsaking it from some sort of formal reformation. You didn't put 10 grievances on your door or anything.
Something happened.
I was attending Mass when I was like 18. And
you just stopped going.
I stopped going and I started practicing personally a different faith.
Which one?
I would rather not say it because, Drew, I listen to your...
I started practicing a different faith. It's like, which one? I would rather not say it because... Oh, Jesus Christ, honey. just asked you what your... Doesn't that make sense, by the way, in almost any context, if you said...
You'd just be curious.
Stop doing this. Stopped driving, drove Mercedes for 20 years. Then I switched.
What kind
of... I'd rather not say! It's like, okay, all right.
No!
Yes! Stacy.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You have 5 seconds to tell us what your new faith is, or we hang up. One.
Hello?
Hello.
I shouldn't hear you. Give
Three,
me a chance.
5 seconds to tell us what faith you switched over to.
Satanism.
Really?
Really.
All right. You're back in my good graces.
Makes it even more relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You switched over to Satanism.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. You've met a nice Hindu man, and you guys want to give birth to some freaks now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be freaks, but they're going to be our little freaks.
Okay, so now what the hell happened with your family that raised you Catholic that got you to switch over to Satan? And by the way, Satan is just really F you to the family. It's not really something you're interested in.
Well, it would be F you if I told them about it to hurt them, and I haven't told them about it because it would hurt them.
It's still F you. Now, what is it that got you so screwed up on Catholicism?
It didn't feel right. I went to church and...
You weren't one of the kids abused by...
Nobody raped you or anything weird?
No, the priest never abused me.
Mm-hmm.
None of the priests ever abused me.
You never choked on a wafer?
No, never choked on a wafer.
No holy water in the ear?
It's a little funny, but other than that, really, no.
She's a gregarious Satanist. And your family, you're all right with them? You're proud of them? They love you?
I love my family. I love my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. And that's why this is such a problem, because my mother has told me if I can't get him to convert to Catholicism, she will make it so that after the wedding, I can basically never speak to them or see them ever again.
Oh, what's not to love about parents like that? Of course
love
them.
My mom's an ultimate control freak. But
all right, well, then come on.
No, you don't.
You accept her, but you have
you
a lot of heavy feelings about her.
I don't hate her.
You're angry as hell, which is going to be your final resting place, by the way, to Satanism. But why should you complain, by the way? If you're in a Satan, you end up in hell. It's like, hey, good times. I'm home. Lucy! I mean, you would wind up in hell as a Satanist, right? But that would be heaven. Mm. Yes?
You need to read a little bit more on the faith. There is no heaven, there is no hell.
In Satan?
In Satanism.
Oh. Well, what do you get to do as a sadist?
As a Satanist?
A Satanist.
Anything you want.
Oh, all right. Well, it's like being an atheist.
You do what you want, and you. If you're going to do something that might hurt other people, you... Think really hard about
consult
it.
Consult with Lucifer first.
Right. Then you sharpen the pitchfork. You sharpen the trident and go after him that way. Okay, well, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These people are nutty religious. But I know, anyway, you hate your mom. How do you feel about your dad?
My dad is just there.
All right, so you're not really fond of your parents. Your mom's a horrible person.
I love them, but you don't have to like them.
No, you don't. You barely love them.
I understand what you mean.
No.
That's fine.
No.
I love my parents very much.
Nah. I don't know why people cling to that.
Because they do. Because what they love is the idealized image of who they wish their parent was. There's pieces of them they love, but they don't get a whole object out of it. They cling to these pieces.
Right.
And then they have all these conflicting feelings about
the rest. What a shock that she hooked up with a Hindu and got into Satanism. Isn't that shocking, Drew?
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
All right. So...
So the problem is the mom wants it to be Catholic, and hey, Stacy, it's your wedding.
Yep.
Believe, here's a piece of advice I will give you that will ring true. When you have kids, no matter how badly she shuts you out after the wedding, she'll be back when you have kids. When they're grandkids, all is forgiven.
That's right.
Yeah, I gotta have the grandbaby love.
Hey, look, that's the way it works.
Hey, Stacy, so yeah. you do your wedding. Do your wedding the way you want to do it.
It's your wedding.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, I gotta say this, guys. You guys are great, and I love listening to you on the way home from work.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, baby.
Whatever. Bye.
Where do you work?
Oh, I work at Russell Stover's.
All right.
Go watch the My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That's a good piece about this kind of thing.
What are they? Russell Stover's.
Ask her.
They make frozen food?
Yeah. Daisy?
Yeah.
What's Russell Stover's?
Russell Stover's makes candy.
Oh, he Stover's.
Makes chocolate covered cherries and all those.
Yeah. Oh, Russell's. They're Stover's. Yeah. Yeah, like the yellow box with the old-fashioned writing on it?
Yeah.
Hey, good times. How big are you, baby? You got to be a big gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about the Wiccans and the Satans. They're big.
What's the difference between Satan and Santeria?
Santeria, you got to be Mexican, and you got to be into killing chickens. You know, Mexicans look for any excuse to kill a chicken because they love eating chickens. They just got to admit they love eating chickens. They're like,
well, why then create a religion?
Let's sacrifice this chicken around lunch. And then they throw it on the open flame. You see those Mexican chicken joints?
Yeah.
Gordo Loco and Pollo Loco. A lot of crazy, crazy chickens going on. Yeah. But,
and always some guy with a pitchfork chasing after him.
Yeah. It makes sense as a Mexican to kill chickens because you eat a ton of chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about today?
Oh.
I used to work with these born-again Christian Mexicans in Burbank installing closets.
The guys that spoke in tongues and things?
Only one guy spoke in tongues. Guy had a tattoo on his neck.
Oh.
Teardrop tats.
Yeah.
Gang members.
Okay.
Found Jesus in prison. Always waiting for one of these guys to go off and put a screwdriver in my neck,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys was nice. Alfonso. Yeah. Alfonso. His mom, his old lady. These guys were all skinny guys with fat old ladies.
Mm-hmm. Fat moms or wives?
Old lady. That
whatever. It encompasses sister, mom, wife, yeah?
No, that's your old lady. That's your wife.
Okay.
Well,
you said mom first thing.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Anyway, fat old ladies. This guy, they would cook. They made him some, like this guy just bring some tortillas and he'd bring something in a Tupperware and he put it in the microwave. We'd be sitting in the truck driving out and he was serving me up one of them. I was like, this is decent. What kind of meat is this?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, it's not meat.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, what is this stuff there? It's cactus.
Wow.
Cactus, I said. Huh. Where the hell do you buy cactus? What kind of store sells cactus? And he goes, you don't buy it. And he points at the hill in the Burbank.
Yeah.
It's all disgusting over there by the airport, the industrial section. It's all smoggy and everything. He's like, well, I mean, what are you pointing at? It's my wife. She goes up the hill and she picks it. I was like, oh, I got to get a new gig. This is it for me?
That's when you figure radio can't be worse.
Eating cactus in the cab of a cube truck with some born-again Christians on my way out to Conejo to install a closet. This is my lot.
Fill it out. It's 105 degrees, and the guy in the back's speaking in tongues.
Guy in the back's reading the Bible, asking for traveling mercy and speaking in tongues. Holy Christ. Frank?
What's up, boy?
Frank, you're 38. What's up?
What's up? You guys are the bomb, man. I listen to you guys at night and here in New York, and you guys are just so funny. It's unbelievable how funny you guys are. I love the show. Dr. Drew, how you doing?
Hey, Frank. I want Frank as part of the show every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
Guys, man, I'm telling you. I was thinking to myself, I got a little scenario, but I was thinking I got to get to meet these guys. Only problem is I just freaking fly. I'd have to drive to come meet you. I was willing to offer to pay you guys $500 a pop just to come up and spend an hour with you. That's how funny you guys are. I mean, it's just, you guys have a dynamite show. Anyway.
Thanks, Frank.
You gotta hear this. I've been, you know, I'm 38. I consider myself a pretty good looking guy. I don't mean to be, you know, my whatever. But I got a nice looking girlfriend, and I'm happy. Been going out with her about a year. But she's got a damn hot mother. And now what happens is every once in a while, I'd say the last couple months, I stay over there sometimes. They got no father, whatever, divorcee, whatever the hell, I don't care. But it's just her mother, and a sister. The sister leaves early, she leaves early for work, and I stay there because I work a little later than them, and only the mother's home. So a lot of times, she'll say, oh, Frank, you want breakfast? You know what I mean? It would just...
Right.
And she throws a hit on me, and just, I don't know what to do. I'm just...
Hold on. Whoa, Frank, slow down. Wait, we got a little meeting about you here. I have a lot of feelings about Frank.
Me too.
First of all, we normally wouldn't believe this call.
No.
But I believe anything Frank would say.
Well.
Yeah, it's real.
Now, Frank's from New York? Let me get this straight. Because he sounds like he has an Arizona dialect. Wouldn't you guess like a Tucson, Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a Palm Springs guy?
Yeah, Calexico. Yeah.
But, well, not Frank from New York. Okay,
yeah,
so normally when we get these calls, they're bogus.
Yeah, but this I buy Frank is too good. I can't.
Right.
Well, but there's another piece. I think Frank's turned on by the mom, and so she says, "Hey, would you like some butter in your toast?" And he's like,
"Get some butter,
mom."
Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done anything with this woman?
No, that's what I'm saying. She's thrown. I mean, she does everything. I like the girl. You know what I'm saying?
But what does the mom do? What does the mom do to make you think she's coming on to you?
All right. Well, first of all, she's always wearing something tight. You know what I mean? And she's got nice breasts. You know what I mean? She's always. I mean, you know, I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? I got a nice girlfriend.
Got that.
And I'm a guy, and she just gets me, you know, she does the right things.
Yeah, but she may not know, she may not really be aware that she's doing these things to you.
No, I think, I don't know. I think, you know, there's a, like, she'll brush up against me.
Uh-oh.
Like, she'll reach over to get the orange juice or something because I'll have breakfast there. You know, don't get me wrong, they love me because I do a lot of things. I'll shovel the snow and all kinds of crap to get in my feet in, you know what I mean?
Well, Frank, right. Do you think the mom is nutty?
The mom is gorgeous.
No. Do you think she's crazy?
What?
Do you think she's crazy?
Crazy? I just think that she sees a hot guy, and I don't know.
But right. Frank, she'd have to be a little nuts to go after her daughter's boyfriend, especially a guy that spends a lot of time over there.
Okay.
There'd have to be something wrong with
her. Here's what I want to say.
Not that you're not a hot guy, Frank.
Frank's hot. Totally hot. Sounds hot.
Sounds hot.
Picture him out there with the shirt off, shoveling snow, muscles rippling, and... You don't really shovel your shirt off, would you?
No.
Shovel snow? But still, he would look hot with his shirt off shoveling snow. So, Frank, here's the deal. You like this girlfriend of yours. She's good looking. You don't want to jeopardize this thing. I don't know about going over there and sleeping over. I don't know about hanging out with the mom. You're asking for trouble. You want to make this relationship work?
Just stay. Don't be alone with the mom. Bring the girl
over to your place.
Yeah, even if she wants to go for it and you go for it, it'll be a disaster. If you're misinterpreting what she's intending and you go for it, it'll be a disaster.
You bring the girl over to your place, you go to work early, and your dad Fs her.
Oh,
that's the way it should work.
That's the New York way, huh?
Right. I gave Drew a nice shot of asparagus urine in the bathroom.
It was not nice.
He's working up a little counterpunch with his ass in here.
I got to defend myself.
You're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
What? What'd you eat? Did you eat some onion or garlic or something?
Yeah, onion.
No, it's just like you guys seem like teenagers.
Yeah.
Your voices are like old.
That's the highest compliment I think we ever received.
All right, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
That's all right. You'll be okay.
You know, the thing about this mic, too, is it's got this long, big foam sock on the end of it. I think it traps the fart smell. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's these walls, too.
Holds it in, yeah. It's not a good place to be farting, unless I'm farting.
Right.
Raphael?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes, I am. And, Dr. Drew, you are, like...
You're gay. What's that, Raphael?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, you're, like, the most intelligent person I know on, you know, radio. And, Adam, you're, like, the divine god of comedy.
Divine god.
Thank you. Me and Bette Midler.
Yeah. I was, like, watching my neighbors, you know, move in. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, both of the kids, you know, they were gothic, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like...
Hold on. I got a little payback for Drew.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Yeah, put that in your pipe. Anderson hates that. It's always funny. Always funny, Anderson. Come on, buddy.
Raphael, we have not deteriorated to this point in a good 6 months.
Hell, you started it.
I have a feeling we're going down.
All right.
It's going to be like a brawl.
Oh, is this a throwdown?
This is it. Gauntlet is down, baby.
I think that was it for me. And all that did was make a noise, too. There was nothing. Now, Raphael, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
That was a very nice, you know.
No, it was weak.
I don't know. It had kind of a ripping novelty quality to it, though.
Anyways, so my dad comes down and he's like, well, you know what, you can't socialize with them because, you know, he doesn't want me to, you know, turn that way or, you know.
How old are they?
One of them, I think, is 16 or 17, and the other one's 15, definitely.
All right, and you want to meet them?
Yeah, I want to, you know, talk to them because, you know, neighbors and stuff.
Do you think it's cool that they're goth?
No, well, I don't know, I'm, like, open. I, like, called before, you know, about the... religion thing in.
What are you? Are you goth?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm still searching for my religion.
Oh. All right.
Look, you shouldn't be not. I can understand them wanting to sort of be supervising you when you're around kids that you're worried they might be involved in drugs or antisocial behaviors and things. But you can talk to them. They're your neighbors. Just be careful. The fact that they're doing that means something.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Your parents get into your friends?
Yeah.
What'd they want to know?
Everything.
Really?
But mostly, I got a lot of, like, negativity about my friends. Not just, this one's bad, bad, bad.
No one was good?
No one was good, yeah.
Were these guys bad?
No. Please.
Like, what would they base that on?
I can't even, I just can't remember. Like,
it's weird that parents usually take one side or the other. Like, parents, there's some of those parents that are like, no matter what their kid's doing, it's the other kid's fault.
Right.
And then there's other parents where it's their kid's fault, no matter what the other kid's doing.
My thing is, the choice of friends is an expression of self, and that needs to be supported like every other self-expression.
Right.
It may need to be monitored, shaped, worked on, but to judge it and to intrude upon it is, that's bad. That's real bad.
So they were like, this kid got a C in chemistry, and I don't want you hanging out with him?
Yeah, it's a lot of negativity.
I mean, these must not have been real troublemakers.
No, no, not at all.
They weren't like hoodlums or anything.
No.
They just decided they didn't like them.
Yeah.
Probably based on their parents or where they lived or their grades or something. Were they kids that went to your school?
No.
They weren't?
No.
How'd you meet them? Over
neighbors,
the summer?
Neighbors.
Yeah. Parents had a beef with the neighbors, huh? Right. You know what happens with me is my parents don't want me to, they don't care. They don't even know.
They didn't even know who you were friends with, did they? No.
No, not really. I mean, they knew a couple of them, but not really. No. Yeah. Let me do my own thing. God bless them. Jeff?
Yep.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first, it's an honor to speak to Death himself and Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's ironic that you bring up the voice of Death from the Family Guy.
Well, it's the greatest animated show ever.
I love that goddamn show. But you know what? I popped that in my VCR tonight, not an hour and a half ago.
Huh. Oh, really? I've got 6 hours of it sitting next to me on tape.
Oh, everybody should go get tapes of The Family Guy and just watch a funny, funny show. And
he's up in British Columbia.
Curse Fox for pulling it off the air.
Unacceptable.
I am going up to Blackcomb in about 2 months.
Right. Go skiing?
Yeah. Whistler.
Oh,
you going to Blackcomb to score some crack?
No, it's a great skiing area.
What's Blackcomb?
It's all pot up there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, surprise.
What's Blackcomb?
It's a hill. It's one of the two big ski hills.
Yeah, true. And you and your life. When are you going up there?
When you're going on your honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
You can join us.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up?
Okay, I got a question. When I lost my virginity, I had two orgasms and ejaculations, and I was still hard after that.
But yeah, you're 18. Right? Good times.
And the girl was so wet that I couldn't keep going. She was just too slippery. And I was just wondering if that's normal. Is that common?
You had the two ejaculations one after the other?
Not right after the other, about 5 minutes apart.
I was able to keep going.
And 5 minutes apart?
It's 18. That's
really?
18. Yeah. Yeah. You may not remember that far back, but you probably
could. No, I don't think... I don't know if that was me at 18.
You had the pipes pretty well cleaned yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Jeff, that's fine.
Well, I have another quick question.
Yeah.
Hey, I live in Pamela Anderson's hometown, and I go to the same high school she did, and
She comes from British Columbia.
Yeah, Comox. She went to Highland Secondary School.
Didn't know that.
I'm the captain of the trivia team at her school, and we're in a nationally televised contest coming up. And I was just wondering if you could maybe mention that to her at your PSA. I know it's a flyer, but just taking that chance.
Mention it to Pamela?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
When I see Pamela Anderson a week from this Saturday in Hawthorne for the big...
Oh, that's what he's talking about. I see.
Hepatitis C.
That's what he wants. I got it.
And what am I going to say to her?
To mention to her...
Pam, come here, sweetie. How's Kid Rock doing? Great, fantastic. Hep C? How's the white cell count? Good. Interferon working? Great. Now, brass tacks. Jeff, 18, from British Columbia, heads up the trivia team over there. They're doing it's televised, not nationally, but it's a local cable. Anyway, he wants to pass along a few pieces of information to you. Is that cool, or is this a bad time? Is that how this conversation is going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, of course.
And what does he want me to say to her? That he is from her hometown and heads
that
up?
That she should just talk it up.
The trivia. Jeff?
Yeah.
What do you expect? Her to come over there and talk about hepatitis C?
No, I was just wondering if you could see if you maybe do like a 15-second video and send it up to the school. Like, and it is nationally televised across Canada.
Mm-hmm. So give congratulations to the school.
Oh, yeah. Really good. Want me to bring the video camera?
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't even bring a throwaway camera to Europe. I'm not bringing the video camera to Hawthorne. They don't allow cameras in Hawthorne.
Oh, now it's going to bother you. You're going to tell her.
The city's
too
ugly.
You're going to say, hey, I didn't know you were from British Columbia. You know, we talked to
you. You know there's a town rule that the city is so unattractive in Hawthorne they don't allow cameras? It's like an Elvis concert in the 70s. No flash photography in Hawthorne.
Nice.
You hear about that?
Oh.
It's going to be great when I go to Hawthorne in a week and explain that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Mayor?
What am I going to do? I'm going to bring a camera with me to Hawthorne, film Pam Anderson.
Relax. Let's go to break. You can sit, you stew in your outrage
I'm
during
a big
the,
star.
Break. All right,
I'm
Mr.
a big,
star.
Big star.
All right, in the meantime.
I am a B/hepatitis C celebrity. All right?
All right.
All right, we'll be back. Yeah, baby. Good buddy Ace coming at you on Love Line. Partner.
Yeah.
My Tonto. My Bubba Louie. My Abbott. Costello.
Yeah.
Hi. Dr. Drew over here. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew? Any business? Ready to get back to the phone.
Just thinking your Harpo. Your what else?
That's enough. That's enough. We always tail off.
Yeah.
Nicole?
You're right.
Hey.
Hey, you're 21. What's up?
Mental illness.
Okay. To get all the questions that you'll probably ask out of the way, I've been having sex for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, about 8 months ago.
Okay.
And I rarely have a period.
Okay.
But I'll bleed whenever I have sex with my boyfriend.
All right. Which fits with the polycystic ovarian syndrome, right? You're sort of non-ovulatory, you're excessively estrogenized, and you have unstable endometrium. And that's,
same here.
And that's like Adam has, unstable endometrium. And that is part of the deal. And sexual stimulation stimulates some of that, and some of the blood flow to that area, it sort of sloughs off, and there you go.
That's, how long will this continue for?
You're not on the pill now,
80s,
right?
90s.
Are you on the
You're not very hopeful for me.
Are you on the pill?
No, I'm not on the pill.
How's your total body weight doing?
Total body weight?
Yeah, you overweight?
No.
And the insulin resistance, you getting into that business at all? They talked to you about that?
I think my ratio is 3-1.
And that's with a normal body weight? You're not overweight at all?
No.
Okay.
Maybe like 5 pounds.
All right. This is going on for quite some time. In fact, I would think they'd put you on the birth control pill, no? Have they?
No, yes.
Have they discussed that?
I can't be on the birth control bill because I have DVT.
Ooh, she has deep venous thrombosis, which is these clots in her vein that can give her emboli that go to her lungs. When did you get that?
This is genetic.
So do you have a factor deficiency, like a what's called a hemostatic disorder?
I don't know. I just know that I have DVT.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm half Italian and half Native American.
Uh-huh.
Do you bleed excessively with dental work or anything such as that?
No.
Because there are certain conditions where you can clot easily and also bleed excessively. And
no, thankfully I don't bleed excessively.
But that may have something to do with why the bleeding also so easily with sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're kind of complicated.
Right.
You need to see a gynecologist for sure, Nicole, right?
Well, I'm going to one. The heat doesn't just figure
I guess. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah.
Make sure your pizza oven doesn't set the teepee on fire. That's a little mix.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's good though, right?
Yeah, good times.
All right, off to the gynecologist.
Yes, I don't see an easy solution to these problems she's got.
All right,
so
good times.
No aspirin.
Ashley.
Yes.
You're 13.
Yeah.
Why no aspirin? I thought that thinned you out.
Yeah, but she's bleeding. She wants to know how long am I going to have to keep her bleeding during sex.
I thought she had that clotting problem.
Yeah, but I didn't ask her if she honestly on blood thinner still.
Well, the world may never know. Ashley, you're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say hello to my friend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, and I'm just so glad I could finally get to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, my question is, my boyfriend wants to get a tattoo on his penis.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He's 15.
Mm-hmm. This guy sounds like marrying material.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy's a keeper.
You want him to be like a president of a company or
a
battalion or something.
What should he? What does he want to get on his penis? Like an inchworm?
Your name?
Your name?
No, he wants to get a picture of a naked girl.
Oh yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
That would look great too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And
wanted to know if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You should be talking to tattoo folks. I know they can do stuff on
the
penis.
He's 15, though. I don't know if they do that at 15.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Not on your genitals.
Well, I mean, like, you said if he can't get it now, he'll try again when he's, like, 18 or whenever he can get a tattoo.
Well, they could probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know about an elaborate picture, but they could start doing an outline.
I can see why you're so attracted to this guy.
I imagine when he has the thing on his penis, how incredibly alluring that will be.
Yeah. He's going to be flaccid. He's going to look like a short, fat chick. I think it's a boner. She's going to look like a waif model. All right, baby. Is this a real call?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right. And are you having sex with this guy?
No.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time, though.
I doubt it.
Really?
She wants to wait for the image.
You want to wait for the ink to dry before you have sex with him?
No, I'm going to wait till we get married before I do that.
Oh, good.
Really, but you're dating a 15-year-old guy who wants to get a tat on his penis. You better get married in the next 4 months. Okay, no sex with him.
Okay.
No sex with anybody until you're 18. Just a hunch. Life would be better for you if you wait.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to Damien.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, Dr. Drew, I got a question for you. Yeah.
23 years of age.
Yep. Yeah, the other day I was over at Shorty's house. I was blazing her, right?
No, I'm sorry.
You're over where?
No, I was over at this girl house. I mean, we was doing the do, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when she started to nut, it's like, it was pee. I don't know if it was pee or not.
Probably not. Probably just a female ejaculation. Probably you got her to nut real good.
No, but she did it like more than once. You know what I'm saying? It was like a cup of water coming out.
Yeah, that's female ejaculation.
True. You know, that one thing I don't like about being on in the New York market, it's all the Hasidic Jews calling the show. With their crazy lingo. It's hard to understand these people. All right. Damien?
I'm far from Jewish, Adam.
Oh, you're not? Swear to Christ, I'm almost never wrong.
All right.
Did women bust a nut, by the way? Or
well, that's what he calls it. You know what he's talking
but
about.
But even listen, I'm not hip with the lingo, but...
I'm a Jew.
Can a woman bust a nut? I mean, do your buddies refer to it as busting a nut when a woman has an orgasm?
Yeah, well, she nuts.
Oh, she nuts. I know, but she doesn't have nuts.
It's just like when a man has an orgasm, we call it a nut. You get a nut off.
I know, because he got a nut.
No, I think you tie image in with all that. I think the word has just come to men.
Oh, where do you think it started? With women or with men?
Started with men.
Of course it did.
You notice that kind of went away.
I know.
I realized what they were doing.
All right, so she has a little urine in her nut.
No, she has. That's female ejaculation.
Okay, you're fine. It just means you're doing a good job.
That's normal. They can really put out a lot of fluid. Some women
don't get her pregnant.
It freaks guys out, and they feel ashamed of it and stuff when it happens. It's just normal.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Damon.
All right.
Take care.
Keep up the good work.
So you're saying non-Jew there?
Oh, yeah, hard to tell. How could you tell?
Well, because I had it narrowed down between Hasidic Jew and Korean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, how can you?
All right, quiet down. What name is that, Drew?
Jairus.
Hey, what's up?
Is it Jairus?
It's Jairus.
Jairus.
Yeah. Jairus.
What's up?
Good times.
Yeah. It's a biblical name, meaning homo, right?
No. Nah, it means George.
George. Okay, couldn't we just...
What's up, George?
Is it like Greek for George or something? What is that?
It's Arabic.
Arabic for George. All right, what's going on?
I got this teacher. She's such a bitch. She's like 100 years old. Well, anyways, she got me in trouble, me and my friend. I said Jesus Christ, and she came up to me and she's like, apologize, the whole class.
And I was like, well, what was the context? What were you mouthing off about?
Well, my pen wasn't working that she gave me, and I was all, I barely said it, and she just went nuts on me, and she can't tell me to apologize for saying Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ! That's Andy Dick. Yeah, but to be fair to her, you said, Jesus Christ, this effing pen, this mother effing pen doesn't work, right?
Yeah, basically, but it wasn't mean or anything, you know? Well,
yeah, but Jerry, complete the story. Really give us all the details so we can understand why she would react the way she did.
And we asked her, like, why can't I say that? And she's all, because, like, it's a big issue in schools and stuff.
In what?
In schools, said, it's a big issue.
Yeah, like, saying a Lord's name, and my friend said Buddha. And then they got really mad.
Well, are you going to public school?
Yeah.
All right. All right, stop it. Here's the whole thing. I'm an atheist, and I don't like any of these Bible thumpers. On the other hand, I don't like any of these atheist troublemakers either who want to get into that. Do you swear to God? Or I'm not going to put my hand on the Bible. And those people are just as bad. Just go along with whatever the traditions and formalities are of the country that you're currently living in.
For the predominant culture around which you live.
Just go along with it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You don't have to believe it.
Yeah. I want to talk to...
Michael?
Michael. 25?
Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor.
Yes.
Mike. I'm having a problem. My brother just decided to tell me yesterday at IHOP, you know, chowing down a $6 burger, that he has a fetish to men. That he's not openly gay, that he just had the desire right now to like men out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Say, yeah, he finds men attractive.
Was he sexually abused when he was growing up?
No, he wasn't.
You sure?
He was like, I could say he was sexually abused to women. I mean, other women. I mean, he used to get it a lot. I mean, he's 21.
I know, but I'm just trying to figure out why at 21 somebody would suddenly develop a lot of confusion about his sexual identity.
What happened was me and him used to hang out a lot. I used to push him away when he was younger, but after he got older and progressive, he's a lot bigger than I am. I mean, even though he's my younger brother, you know, still with his blood. But anyway, I mean, he just came out of nowhere to say, here, you know, I mean, pretty much, you know, I just want to tell you that I like... I find him men attractive. Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm like, well, I found him a lot great looking at women. And then I bit my lip so hard that blood was coming out, I just went, reached over to the table and just punched him dead in his mouth. Mm-hmm. Got arrested last night. Father bailed me out. I'm out this morning, you know. Parents, as soon as I saw him, I hit him again, got kicked out of the house. I couldn't accept it. It was totally unacceptable. There's no way for this 21-year-old kid to have a feeling towards men when he used to get it a lot. He's getting a lot of great-looking girls, and now he's telling me out of nowhere that he finds men attractive.
Why do you think he would choose to do that? Is he trying to do something to you?
No, I just...
Okay, why would somebody choose to do something that's painful and unpleasant to them and to their family?
I don't know. My dad is not pleased with it. My mother...
Yeah, but, hey, Michael, maybe it's because people don't choose these things.
The important thing is Michael did the right thing. Son, his little brother went queer, so we socked him. Then they threw him in jail, they got out of jail, then they socked him again. Now where are you?
Well,
you're thrown
right
out
now,
of the house. Hold on a second. Whose house you got thrown out of at age 25?
Oh, well, I don't live with my parents. I mean, I got my own place.
He's got thrown out of their house, though. They won't
live. Yeah, I mean, I went to my dad's house. Yeah. And pretty much, I mean, he's still staying there. My brother's about to go to school. He's about to get out of here. He's about to go to Syracuse, whatever.
How dare you?
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, can you stop punching your kid brother?
I don't know, man. I mean, and my brother just told me he enjoyed, he wanted to become a butt-banger to men and a reach-around guy. That's kind of, you know, messed up. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, I can picture that.
That's a bogus call.
No, I don't think so.
No?
All that effect?
Oh, bogus. Michael, please tell Drew that you're making this up.
What? About the whole situation?
Yeah.
No, this is totally... My brother's name's Jonathan. I mean, he's probably listening right now.
Oh, now we know it's not bogus. You're using his name.
Yeah, I mean...
All right, listen.
I got nothing to lie about, dude. I mean, I'm driving around. I'm parked, like, near a Jim Click dealership by myself, and it's, like, it's crazy, dude.
Okay,
I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any relatives that died?
No.
No? Grandparents still alive?
Mm.
Both sets?
Mm-hmm.
Aunts, uncles, parents?
Mm-hmm.
No cats or goldfish that died?
We don't like cats.
Okay. All right.
Why ask?
Just curious. I was going to make him swear on someone's life, but everyone's alive. Life's so blessed. No one died.
I could tell you this. My grandmother said she's going to die, so I could swear on her life.
She's going to die.
She's going to die. She got cancer in her breath.
Do like a preemptive swearing on someone's life?
I could put it on her life.
Like a viatical settlement.
Let her swearing on your...
I am really appalled at this situation.
All right. But listen here. Nobody hates the fruitcakes more than me. But you don't see me going and punching guys because hankering for penis every once in a while. I like those guys.
My brother's a big dude, and it's nasty, man.
It is.
It's nothing to do with you, though, Michael.
Think about that's more extra tail for you. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, Michael, this is not about you. It's about him.
Yes.
And if you are so narcissistic that everything in your life becomes about you and not the other people, then that's a much more serious problem than what your brother's contending with.
I'm guessing he's not familiar with the term narcissistic.
Yeah.
But the point is, Michael, let him do what he wants to do. Leave him alone. Don't go punching him anymore. And if, in fact, this is what you're doing, stop it. You're going to end up in jail. He's going to end up mad at you. I'm sure he already is. Your parents, you're going to be an outcast. Don't punch people.
And the possibility here is that he was gay all along. All those girls he was doing was just to sort of fit in, try to force himself.
Yeah, that's how you knew I would.
He's kind of this thing for guys. Or he's confused, and he's confused because some sort of trauma happened that you're not aware of, and that he is into girls, but kind of also into guys, kind of confused about it.
Don't punch him. We've done enough. Shelly?
Hi.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
You want to know if I had pie instead of cake at my wedding?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I did. Of course I did. You know why?
Pie and cannoli.
You know why?
Why?
Because there were people that I cared about at my wedding, and I wanted them to enjoy themselves. So I gave them pie, not cake. Cake is what you give to people that you have to feed because of some formality. Oh, it's, the guy on the third floor, it's his 49th birthday. Yes, so what? Oh, you got to eat cake. Really? We don't like stew. We're eating cake, but don't worry. We got him some crappy cake. So let's all just go down and pretend we like him. We'll clap and we'll sing, and then everyone will walk away. Then some poor bitch will go, here, take some cake. No, thanks.
Yeah.
That's what you do with cake. You give it to people who have a year sobriety because you don't really care that much and it's cheap. You give it at birthday parties from people you don't really like who you work with. That's what you do. Kids' parties because kids are stupid and they don't know the difference. So, you know, whenever they have those, they celebrate those birthdays at the zoo, they go, the time they had some panda bear that's turned 3.
Yeah.
First one bred in captivity.
Cakes.
Yeah. Mizuko, 3 years old. We got him some cake. Look at him. He's smearing it on his asshole. That's great. Can't even get the panda bear to eat the cake. Now, they don't have pie. They don't have pie when they celebrate animals' birthdays at the zoo.
No,
you know why?
Can't smear that.
Animal
on,
don't know.
Can't smear that.
Animal
asshole.
Can't enjoy pie. Oh. Pie says, I care. Cake is F you, it's your birthday. Yeah, we get it. You put it on the calendar 4 months ago. Now we sent the secretary down to the Ralphs to buy some sheet cake for you. Blow out the candles, let's get back to work. That's what cake is.
Happy birthday, you're not
right, that's what cake says.
Like the way you emphasize the sheet cake.
Sheet cake. Yeah, and you know what? Thanksgiving is coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going to have some choice words for you folks around Thanksgiving. Michelle?
Hi.
Hi. Get Tara to bring in some confetti cake. It's great. It's sugar and
lard.
White dye number 14 and lard and imitation butter flavoring and razzles. It's great.
Hi, Michelle. What's up?
Hi, I just found out yesterday that I'm 6 weeks pregnant, and I've been doing speed pretty much every day for like 10, 11 years.
Great.
Good times.
I wanted to know, like, has the damage already been done in those 6 weeks?
Nah,
not necessarily.
I mean, not obviously, necessarily. But I mean, to what extent, like?
It's hard to predict.
Okay, but, you know, let me say this, Michelle. I'm no doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But doctors have a lot of stuff that they stick by, and it's just plate safe kind of stuff. Like, you're not supposed to do a whole bunch of crank in your first trimester.
Right.
And, but then again, if this turned every kid into a tard, we'd be living in a country. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Uh-oh. Abort. Abort. No.
It's hard
it
to say.
It doesn't screw up. Look.
It could, but not necessarily.
All right. But, you know, they go nuts with the cigarettes, and they go nuts with the wine, and they go nuts with everything. Think of all the years where we had no idea that caused any damage, and women were just chain-smoking and drinking right through their pregnancy.
Yeah.
All right.
And here we are.
Yeah. It'll probably be okay, Michelle.
But I'm actually more concerned with your ability to tolerate a pregnancy after 11 years of speed and what kind of mom you're going to be strung out. That is a much more
serious... She's only been doing speed since she was 14.
That's a much more serious issue, Michelle.
Right.
How do you do speed from 14 to 25?
I didn't plan on it. I don't know.
I know, but do you do it every day? Or?
Yeah.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
It just seems amazing to me that you're doing speed like at 14.
Yeah.
And so how do you do it? Are you snorting it?
Yes.
You must be having memory problems now, by now. Yeah. And you must be having some mood problems.
I don't know.
Do you do a couple rails in the morning? Or what do you do? How does it work?
Yeah, a couple in the morning, a couple midday.
And do you go to work?
Yeah.
And... You do a couple rails before you leave the house.
Yeah, and in the bathroom at work. Or
you go to work, you mm-hmm. do, and no one's complaining about your work or your productivity or your attitude or anything
and
like that?
I'm sure a lot of people say this, but I can handle it better than most. I'm not saying it's not a problem, but...
Well, you don't sound like most the speed addicts we speak to.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I'm not that screwed up. I really...
Well, how much speed are you going through a week?
A week? Maybe a half, or I don't know, quarter ounce.
Half ounce?
No, quarter ounce, maybe.
Quarter ounce, or? Hey,
well,
wait a minute, a quarter ounce?
Gram, right?
You mean gram, ounce. Right?
No, like ounce. over an eight ball, which...
Oh, it's like 3.5 grams?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fair amount of speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot, baby. You got to get off this stuff.
Yeah, it damages your brain.
How about giving the kid up for adoption?
Well, that's what I would have done if I haven't already, you know, damaged it.
Whether you have or you haven't, you're going to damage it being an addicted mom.
Well, she's saying, how about the abortion?
No, my two options are having an abortion or putting it up for adoption.
Okay.
I go to the abortion.
Good option.
Yeah, go to the abortion. You're doing a ton of speed.
Yeah.
As I was saying earlier, this stuff...
Well, I wouldn't 100%. For the rest of the pregnancy, but I mean...
Yeah. You really?
Are you sure?
You've been
doing
speed for 16 years or something, or 11 years.
I mean, I would. It's not an option to keep doing it if I would.
Yeah, but you've been doing speed every day practically for 11 years. You think you're just going to stop tomorrow?
Yeah, this disease doesn't just stop like that.
Well, just put it this way. You did speed today, right?
No, not since yesterday when I found out.
Yeah. Well, you made it a day.
Well, yeah,
I can get you one of those sheet cakes.
Yeah,
you're tired. Now you can go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
What time would you go to bed normally?
Normally, like 1.
I don't do speed. I go to bed at 2. What time do you get up in the morning?
It doesn't have the same effect on me that it used to.
All right.
I eat, sleep.
All right, then why are you doing it? I know it sounds naive.
If I don't, I just sleep. And sleep.
Okay. That only happens for about 4 days, but then you crave and crave and crave.
All right, let's get off it. How does she get off this?
You need to get some help. You need
NA?
NA is for sure as a sponsor because the overwhelming probability, like 99% probability, is you will not be able to stop this just because you want to. That's what addiction is. That's what it is. You can't stop. Mm-hmm. No matter how badly you want to, you just can't.
All right, let's see. Eight ball. How many grams in an ounce?
I don't know. 16?
It sounds like 16, but that sounds like...
Yeah, it sounds too easy.
No, she's doing a... Yeah, half gram is eight... Half ounce is 8 grams, and that's an 8 ball, and that's 3.5 ounces. No.
Yeah.
That's 3.5 grams.
Let's go to break. We'll figure it out.
We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure the 3.5 grams in an 8 ball. All right, we got to figure this out.
Let me
after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We did a little check-in with the grams and the ounces and all that kind of stuff. And we weren't too far off. Eight balls, the eighth ounce. And there's like 3.8
yeah, something like that.
Grams in that.
Right. And this is 31.1 grams in an ounce.
Yeah. It's tough. And this, these drugs. See, that's I'm old school. I just want to buy a lid of weed. I was getting all these grams and ounces and whatnot. I'm saying dime bag, $10.
But what we were sort of remarking about is why they go from kilograms back to ounces and then down back to grams again.
Yeah, when they get into the kilos up there.
Why don't I just keep it all in the metric?
Seems like you wouldn't go metric to standard. You
know, and then
like
back.
When you build a car.
Yeah.
And you got all the bolts and nuts and stuff on there?
One way or the other.
You make a decision, standard or metric.
Huh.
All right.
And remember, we did all this like a year and a half ago.
I know, but...
Yeah, but not quite to
the
this.
The lid and the eight ball.
Yeah, but not like this.
Every dealer in town called in.
Yeah, well, now we got it. The lid, we always had a question about a lid, and people always had difficulty answering that question, but the eight ball, I forgot about. See, I always thought an eight ball was 8 grams. Mm. Seemed to make sense to me.
Right.
Who would know that an 8-ball has 3.75 grams in it or something? Maybe it's 3.8, and that's what makes it an 8-ball.
Hmm.
Huh? No. Logan?
Hey, guys.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I work on a commercial fisherman boat, like, work with my dad. He has a company.
Mm-hmm.
And,
What are you going after?
Pardon?
What do you fish for?
Halibut and salmon.
Nice.
Good times. Oh, my God. It's in the dictionary. A lid is an ounce of marijuana.
It's in the dictionary. Lid is an ounce of marijuana. Thank you, Drew. Should have looked at that a long time ago. All right, go ahead.
Okay, and because I'm out on the boat and I'm isolated, I masturbate like 5, 6, 7 times a day without fail.
Sure. You got to chum the waters. And what do you mean isolate? You're out on the boat alone?
Well, there's like 3 or 4 of us. And when they're out working, I just go in the cabin. Dad has a big box of porno.
Keeps on the vessel with him, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these guys, like, I see these documentaries on these fishing boats. These guys are all busting ass.
Yeah.
You're the captain's son, so you can just slip down below for 45 minutes. Nice beat session before you come back up.
Yeah, that's a basic setup.
What do you guys use? You use fishing rods or nets, or what do you use?
Just nets.
You net? You net them, huh?
Yeah.
What's the biggest salmon you ever caught?
About 45 pounds.
Ooh, that's a big fish. It's a good-looking fish.
Mm.
And what else do you say you went after? Halibut?
Yeah.
You troll for halibut?
Well, we catch halibut, but we troll for salmon. Huh.
What's the biggest halibut you ever caught?
That can be big.
Close to 200 pounds.
Yeah, see.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good-looking fish.
Oh, that is not.
That's a beautiful
ugly fish.
They could do that fish. Wow, that's a good life. It's a good, honest living. You go out, the crack of dawn, you throw the nets in the water, you rig the drag lines and the poles, you head down below, you beat one off, you go back up, check the net, then it's back below again, you beat off. Then it's a good hearty breakfast. Then you check the troll lines. You go up to the crow's nest. You look around. Then it's down below to beat off again. Then it's topside again. Ocean breeze in your face. Holding steady at 12 knots. Cutting through the beautiful British Columbia. And then it's back downstairs and beating off again. And then it's topside again to see what those nets brought you in. What kind of beautiful bounty the Neptune has given you on this beautiful day. Then it's back downstairs to beat off again. And then your day's through.
That's it, right, Logan?
Yeah, that's about it.
That's your life.
Well, I only work for about a month and a half or 2 months a year, and I bring in about $17,500, and I'm not getting paid full wage.
$17,500.
Canadian, so about like 5,000 American.
Wow.
Well,
good month and a half.
Yeah.
Might make kick my dad in the nuts for not having a fishing boat when I get to see him next. All right, Logan. Well, why don't you just beat off 3 times instead of 6 times next time you head out?
Okay, and I'll smoke a lot of weed.
Smoke that weed.
What is it you were asking us? I don't get it.
He's just being bogus.
Yeah.
A bogus call.
Yeah.
Well, he was a commercial fisherman, though.
Yeah, he knew that.
You don't make that stuff up. That's the life for me, the mariner's life, Drew. You know my mistress is?
The ocean?
No, the sea.
Oh, the sea.
Yeah, I never say the ocean.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know why ocean sounds so crappy. You're humping the ocean? It's ridiculous. Well,
the ocean's what the surfers have that at their mistress. The ocean is their mistress.
Really?
Yeah, it's the ocean.
Yeah, but they don't call it their mistress.
Yeah, but they, yeah.
I'm just telling you, my mistress?
The sea is when you sit on top of it. The ocean is where you meet it.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, the sea is my mistress.
Yeah.
Wait. One year.
Yes, you are. Hey, Sarah.
What's up?
Gunga.
Oh, Gunga.
Yeah, Gunga.
Hi. I love you. Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
I get depressed a lot.
Uh-huh.
I heard Dr. Drew say the other day that it could cause, if you're on the shot, that Depo-Provera could cause depression.
That's one of the concerns I have with that shot. It's a good contraceptive, but I see a lot of depression from it. Yeah.
Do you know the rate of it, how effective it is? Is there like a percentage rate, like 99 point something?
99.96.
Whatever.
Very effective.
Okay. Is there any other birth control that's more, like just as effective that wouldn't cause depression?
Yeah, all the pills.
All the pills?
All the birth control pills.
You have to take them every day, though.
Yeah, and you have to be careful. Some women get more depressed from the estrogenic effects, some more from the progesterone effects. So the thing about the Depo-Provera is that's all progesterone. And if you're sensitive to that, you're kind of stuck with those side effects for 3 months. There is now a combo shot out with estrogen and progesterone. However, I think it was just recalled because some of its potency was sort of in question.
See, I was depressed even before I got on the shot, though. So, I don't know if it's just the shot that did it.
Well, no, it may not be. You may just be depressed. It doesn't have to be the shot.
So what's the best way to go about getting rid of depression?
The best way is
what?
I thought she was going to say the best contraceptive she should take. But the getting rid of the depression, you have a formal evaluation for someone who knows how to treat depression. I'm concerned about all the primary care doctors treating depression these days. So you get just thrown on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor without a formal evaluation.
I voiced the same alarm earlier this evening.
I heard you.
I don't know if you saw the Christian Science Monitor or JAMA last month, but they seem to feel concerned as well.
Was it the Christian Science Monitor or JAMA? Which was it?
Well, they both.
Oh,
ran,
both, I see.
Both ran op-ed pieces concerning these.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good time.
That's always funny to me when people say to me all the time, Jay, you see Variety?
Yeah.
Variety? No, I didn't get it. See the Hollywood Reporter yesterday? No. And people know me. Hey, did you see, maybe it was Sunday. I don't know. It was in the leisure section. Read that article in the Times about what's going on.
I'm always like, people that know you.
Hey, I don't read. I don't read nothing. Never. I mean, see, I would say anything except for I don't read. I say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she got you an article. No, did not see that. Mike?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yep.
I get the Sunday Times every Sunday. It goes right in the garbage. I never open it. Don't even open it.
Why do you get it?
Because it shows up.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Because I'm too, for $3 a month, I'm too lazy to pick the phone up and cancel it. And once a year, I want to find out where a movie is.
Okay.
But it shows up right on the porch and goes right in the garbage. Does not get opened.
You have a wife now. Let her look at it.
I won't let her read. I don't want to get any ideas.
All right. Yes.
Mike?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. First of all, Drew, Adam, you guys are the man.
No. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, last Friday night after our football game, I slept with my girlfriend for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Were you playing in the football game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What position?
I play both wide receiver and then on defense. I play a little bit of free safety and cornerback.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway, and then she had told me that she was a virgin, and, you know, I totally believed her. We got a pretty good, honest relationship, and then just about, well, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday, or, no, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, anyway, a guy came up to me and said that he had slept with her, and...
What was the purpose of him coming up to you and saying something like that?
I don't know. I know that they went out for a while.
Yeah, but what
Think about who this guy is and what the intent is.
Bogus.
Yeah, guy walks up to you and says, "I slept with your girlfriend." No, what is it? In what world?
Well, I think he was jealous mostly. I mean, he had been kind of.
Why haven't you thought about what his intent was?
Well, I think he was just jealous.
And how'd the conversation go exactly?
Well, I was talking about how I slept with her.
Hey, were you just sitting at the lunchroom or something?
It was in class.
In class?
Well, we had a break, and I was just talking to my friends, and I don't really like him. He just kind of, I don't know, he's on my football team.
Well, why were you talking to him then?
Well, he was just kind of hanging out by our conversation.
I see.
Anyway, and so he was kind of eavesdropping.
Didn't you think he might have been listening and might be disturbed about this?
I don't know if he listened to the show or not, but... No,
listening to your conversation with your buddies, her former boyfriend sitting right there, didn't you think maybe that might be upsetting to him?
Maybe, but, you know, I don't really care about him all that much.
What position does he play on the team?
He doesn't play all that much, but when he does play, he's our backup quarterback, kind of third string.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he informed you that he slept with her.
Yeah. Anyway, my question is there any way to tell whether or not she was a virgin?
No.
Sleep with her?
No.
Yeah. He was lying. She's a virgin.
Okay. Well,
that's all you need to know.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, that's right.
Mason jar.
That's exactly how
it
was.
Here it comes.
Go ahead.
Finish, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right.
All right, buddy. Good times. That's the truth. She's a virgin.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and assume that. I don't know what these guys piping up.
These backup quarterbacks are always the biggest pricks on the team, too.
Yeah.
Anderson's got a little head of steam tonight.
The backup quarterback's always a big prick. Well, Anderson knows. He backed up the backup quarterbacks.
Only in the shower.
Oh, Sam's that way?
But here's the thing. Guys can't bite their lips at 16, 17. I mean, here's the deal. You're sitting around 5-6 guys. You're sitting around 5-6 guys, you slept with a girl.
You got to tell someone.
One of the guys is popping off. Yeah, finally did the deed. Sealed the deal. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was a virgin, and I brought it home. Brought the lumber, too. You know, how long are you going to sit there before you pipe up?
4 milliseconds.
Yeah. Like an 8-ball time? I mean, really, you're not going to sit there very long.
No, picoseconds.
And you're gonna say something like...
You need a special instrument to measure the time interval.
It's going to start like this. Virgin? I don't know. That's the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth. Then people are going to turn to you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you say? You're going to follow that up with, I don't know, I'm just a little curious about the virgin part. What? Why? What do you know? What do you know? Nothing. Just,
Hell experience.
Got a little hunch, yeah. Hell experience. Why? Just saying.
Oh, I can't tell. He's got one of, you know, we can ruin anybody's reputation or anything.
Got my sources, that's all. You date her? What are you saying? You slept with her?
I don't know. I can't really talk
about
it.
Not saying I did. Just
kind
saying.
Of embarrassing. Might have upset her.
She ain't a virgin. You do the math. I mean, how long are you gonna, you can't sit there as a guy. Can you?
No.
It's horrible being a guy in high school. Horrible. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Now putting on his jacket, everybody.
Freezing it here tonight.
It's a nice-looking jacket.
Old one.
I like jacket weather.
Me too.
You know what I like about jackets? A lot of pockets.
Yeah.
Put on a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. You got a big clump of keys, pack of cigarettes, a wallet, and a lighter, and you walk around your cell phone. You end up holding everything. I don't like putting that big clump of keys in my pants pockets. But jacket, that's pockets, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the reversible jacket? People got over the reversible jacket. It used to be a big deal. Hey, see this jacket?
Reversible.
Yeah, it looks like crap on this side. Then I pull it inside out and put it on. Looks crappier. Nice, huh?
Yeah. Two jackets for the price of one.
Right, but it's really no jackets for the price of one.
That's right.
They looks like ass on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Was that? I don't know if people listening now. I know they know the reversible jacket, and they hear about it once in a while. But it was a pretty big deal when I was growing up.
Yeah,
it's reversible. Nice. How about some reversible pants or reversible boots? Huh? Yeah. A snake skin on one side, alligator on the other.
Good times.
Yeah, that's my invention. Patrick?
Yes, how you doing, doctor?
You're 23?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I have a problem. Yeah. I've been dating this girlfriend of mine for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she only likes to have sex in one position, and it's pretty lame. Mercenary.
No, she likes
to
mercenary.
Adam. I try to dig at it. I'm an all-around kind of guy. I like to do everything, even oral. I even insist on her, me giving it to her instead of me receiving it. She passed. I'm like, okay, well, I like anal sex as well. I like to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped it, and she tried to counter it and say, well, anal sex is too much degrading towards women. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about doggy? Doggy, no. It makes women feel like a whore. I don't want to do doggy. How about just mercenary? I'm like, okay.
Mercenary.
Yeah, so then she tried to have something new, like last night, for example. I got pretty excited.
Maybe the missionary position?
She said this. She's like, well, let's try something new. I was like, okay, I'm ready. I used to always get on top of her, and I deliver. She's like, well, let's try something new in bed. This is the only thing new. Instead of me getting on top, she got on top of me. She got on top of me.
All
right. What should I do? She don't want to do anything. Nothing. Just face to face. And then she wonder why are you not looking at me? It's getting boring, you know? I don't know. What should I do? She don't want to do nothing. And I made an attempt on touching her down there, even kissing it. She passed. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
Tell us
what
more. Tell us more.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tell us more.
She wanna buy it. I tried everything. I tried. I put pebbles on the. I gave it them chocolate with.
Uh-huh, yeah. Food, huh?
It.
Uh-huh.
She said her mother told her this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, what should I do?
I don't know,
need to hear more about it.
The jury's still out. I mean, we don't have all the information in on this one. Give us some more details.
Well, I mean... a huge rear end that I want to get behind and one day town from there, but she totally refused. She got great breath. She don't want me to suck.
How much is what we're missing here?
She's telling and that's it. But when it comes to me, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she touched my chest and that's it. She didn't even touch me there. You.
Yeah, now have you spoken to her about lubricants?
Or sex toys.
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. And what about sex toys?
Ah.
Oh.
Here's the thing. When it says kiss...
Wouldn't Anderson a little music, please?
However, but when it has something sexual, like in a different position...
Uh-huh.
It's like she's so plain.
Right, right.
It's disgusting.
All right.
Disgusting.
Now, what about the topic of bringing someone else into the bedroom with you or perhaps watching pornography while you're engaging in the mercenary position?
Can I tell you something?
Yes, tell me.
We're watching a... Right. I mean, come on. Look at the way he's doing it.
Right.
I mean,
see if we can get to the end of the show.
It's endlessly amusing.
And it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I even was like, well,
yeah. And Patrick, what about prior experiences
for him or for her?
For her. And you've been with other women yourself,
right?
You not,
yes.
Patrick?
Yep.
Yeah, and what kind of gals?
Well, me?
Yeah.
Geeky girls.
Okay.
Not too slutty about things, but very, not too slutty about things.
Different nationalities as well?
Mostly...
Got another 50 seconds.
Hold on, no problem.
Pretty much about it. That's the way I get down.
Well, I think that about sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say if you had just basically a short sentence you could sum up your sexual appetite with, what would it be?
Electrifying.
Oh, that's a short sentence.
Electrifying?
Mm-hmm.
And what about her? If you could put her sexual appetite.
Not quite so short. More of a description.
Into a paragraph or so.
Very lame. Not a paragraph. It's two words. Boring.
Okay.
It's nothing. She.
Patrick.
Yeah.
I hear you.
What should I do? I tried everything. I'm thinking about just leaving her.
Well, it sounds like you're not really into this relationship. And
yeah.
Just leaving may be just about the right thing. But speaking of leaving,
we got to take ourselves a little break. That was very informative, Patrick.
Compelling. Moving.
I
shed a couple tears.
I learned a lot.
A puckish satire of contemporary mores.
I learned a lot. And glad to be of service.
Just listen to that, Patrick, all night. Every word, hanging on every word.
Yeah. Dynamite individual. It's the pioneer of the mercenary position.
Yeah. Still trying to figure out what that was.
Well, maybe the missionary position?
No. He's a mercenary man. I'm a froggy man. I like to get behind to it, froggy stuff. Yeah. All right. Oh, I want to thank lots and lots of people. I want to thank Brian for bringing a quart of milk.
Yes, genius.
Genius, that Brian. Genius the way I gave him $20 and yelled at him not to show his goddamn face around here without a quart of milk under his arm. That boy's got initiative. He's got moxie.
Hey, it happens.
That's what I like about him. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for absorbing all my confetti cake abuse and doing a wonderful job on the coffee and the
no
water
talent
and the
ass clown.
I want to thank Lauren for not only spending most of her time here just daydreaming about Tori Amos, but booking folks and filling in quite ably for producer Ann, and of course producer Ann putting her feminine stink on the show and booking the top named guest, and of course the one with the magic fingers, the one with the axe to grind tonight,
the energy,
the manic one, engineer Anderson, for working those potentiometers. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
So you want to go to boarding school?
No.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.